And I'm back now with Randall Farrant of Vital Wellbeing, a chiropractor. Hi, Randall.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Yeah, great, great. So you've been involved with a few community initiatives in the last few months. So I was just going to ask you about the midwifery project.
Oh, great. Yeah, we can start at that point. We've come to completion. We've actually raised the funds that we were aiming for in terms of getting new equipment for the midwives, a fetal monitor, just to make their job a lot easier and also to make birth outcomes for Waiheke families even better. We've got a great birthing scene on Waiheke, and so this was seen as a way of supporting that further. So at the moment, we're in the process of actually getting the new equipment. So I want to thank everyone that was involved in that process. I especially want to thank the local board for their generous contribution, and likewise the Jassie Dean Trust. So without those two large sums, we would still be at it. But likewise, there's been a lot of other people involved, over 12 different events that took place to raise those funds.
So how much did you raise?
We raised just over $10,000, which was our target, and we did that within a couple of months. So I'm really excited and really grateful for the response from the Waiheke community.
Lovely. Great. So where is that equipment, or where is it going to be?
Well, the equipment's going to be with the midwives themselves. So it's available out of Beadle and Kirsten's practice or office that they have in Blackpool, but likewise available to all families at home as well. That was the key thing, is to get equipment that could actually go into people's homes as well. So Linda, Beetle, Juniper, Kirsten, they'll all be able to access and use that new fetal monitor.
Great. So how did you come to be involved with this project?
Well, as a chiropractor, first and foremost, we work with people's nerve systems, and the brain and spinal cord are the key components that underpin good health. If your brain and spinal cord are working at their best, you'll be working at your best. So obviously, things that you do, lifestyle choices that you make, physical, chemical, your emotional reality all become very relevant. So therefore, if we can focus on things that assist people to assist themselves, to get themselves on track. Obviously, we like to support people through adjustments to the nervous system, but it makes sense that we actually get involved with things that optimise the health and well-being of everyone.
Right. Okay, lovely. And are you particularly interested in home birthing?
I am indeed. That comes from a history of being seeing over a dozen home births myself, including my three fantastic children, and my incredible wife, who we birthed together at home and had amazing experiences with that, but also growing up with a father who was quite heavily involved and a patron of the Childbirth Education Association in Australia. And so we had lots of midwives associated with our family, good friends, etc. So it's been a big part of my history.
Mm. I came to a film that was a fundraiser that you did, and I always naively thought it was about personal choice, and that not that many people wanted home births, but if you wanted one, it would be fairly straightforward. But I had no idea it was such a contested field in many places.
Yep. Well, I think like all the various health professions, we have our own politics and dynamics that become a part of that profession. But I think what is unique about Waiheke is we have a circumstance where home birth is like what it used to be in terms of a normal part of a society, in so much as that's how you just do things, as opposed to necessarily I'm having a home birth as an option. It's like, no, that's how we used to do it culturally. Yeah, it's, we're only a couple of generations away from the fact that the majority of people were born at home. And I think what we have here on Waiheke is an opportunity to create that dynamic of it is simply a normal part of life. And obviously the great thing is we have access to hospital if that's where we need to be, and that's a great option as well. But it's a really different way of looking at it. It isn't just about I want home birth because that sounds great. No, I'd love that as an option because that's just the natural way of how we'd like to have things in our family, and to trust in the body's ability to be able to go through the birth process.
Mm. And so this fetal baby, this fetal monitor,
yep,
allows people to do that more safely.
Well, the great thing is it allows greater choice in terms of the ability to monitor where a child is at, where a mother is at with her child. And so obviously then it allows if home birth is an option to know whether, yep, we're on track with that, that everything is great, let's stick with that process, or whether, hey, we actually need to get to town and we actually need the support that we need. So it actually works both ways. And I think that is really what's exciting about having the new equipment is it gives greater choice in terms of where a family would like to go with things and a safer choice.
And also more sort of mental security. Can you talk about that?
Yes.
That sort of sense of, oh, am I doing the wrong thing by not going to town because I'm not really sure of what's going on in my body, allowing, you know, you to trust the monitor and what it's saying to say, no, you will be fine.
Yeah, and to also allow for effective information to be given to the hospitals, if that's what the hospitals are requiring,
right,
to make the midwife's job easier as well. But I really feel it does exactly that. And that's the most important thing, is that maintaining that sense of trust and integrity that we're on track, we're where we need to be. Let's do it.
Well, I think that's huge. So, you know, well done.
Yeah, very exciting.
Great. And you're also involved with bringing another speaker over, which is kind of what we were here to talk about
today. Yeah, I'm really excited about this. Well, I heard Dr. Cheryl Selman talk over 10 years ago now, back when I was in Australia. And she is an international speaker and author. She's written quite a few books now, but one of her key books was called Hormone Heresy. What every woman must know about their hormones. And so what's really great is she's actually right now running a workshop in Auckland and is running several engagements in Auckland this week. And we've been lucky enough to actually entice her across to Waiheke Island. She's coming this Thursday night, speaking at St. John's Hall for 2 hours from 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And she was gracious enough to say, I would love to come over. She actually has been to Waiheke before and was quite enticed to be able to come back again. So we're delighted to be able to do that. Here's an opportunity to explore a very relevant issue, especially for women, in the context of understanding what's happening with their bodies, because hormones can be quite a ride in a whole lot of ways. But what her book and what she tends to explore is she explodes a few myths, but really as a quite a broad scope in terms of giving people a greater understanding of how they can have even further autonomy over their health and greater, obviously, all feedback and all information to allow you to make even more informed decisions about your health is a good thing.
Right. So when I read that, I'm thinking menopause. But is that misleading? Like, because I think, I mean, I don't know, but for myself, you know, adolescence, growing up, having children, I didn't particularly have issues with my hormones, I don't think, and but yet I talk to many women who are going through menopause who talk a lot about their hormones.
Yep. Well, I think, yes, menopause, it's obviously very relevant because there can be a lot of symptomatic dynamics happening for women of that age. But I think what's really great with Cheryl is she looks at the broader picture of hormones. So we're not just talking about the sex hormones. We're talking about adrenaline. We're talking about insulin, how well the pancreas is functioning, thyroid. So it's a broader scope and understanding where the sex hormones fit in the context of that bigger picture. Because at times, the symptoms that you can be experiencing in relation to your sex hormones actually are not the problem.
Right.
They can simply be the outcome. And this is sometimes where we can get a bit lost and confused as to what is happening. Because it may be that it's the adrenal system that's firing, over-firing or under-firing, or it's an issue related to the thyroid, etc. And so this is the bigger picture that is often missed.
Right. Okay. And so then does it have some relevance to men's hormones, or do women's hormones function differently because sexually we're different, or what's
there's definitely relevance across there, because obviously, yes, women's hormones do work differently to men's, but obviously in relation to all those other hormone systems I spoke about, there's a great deal of relevance. Cheryl does really, her target audience is mainly women, and the nature of women's health in relation to women's hormones. And so she's now tracking, to a large degree, looking more at younger women in terms of them understanding their hormones and how their hormones work, so that they can actually set up a lifetime of informed choice and health decisions that are going to support them through their whole life and not just having issues associated with menopause.
Right. So I guess that was my question. So this is really for all women, and it can be young women as well. It could even be 16-year-olds who are just starting to...
Totally. You know. Well, the title Cheryl's given us for this two-hour talk is Getting Your Hormones Back on Track for Mums and Daughters. One of her latest books was actually everything mothers need to know about or tell their daughters about breast cancer and the understanding of breast cancer. So a real high relevance now to educating and allowing young women to actually be as informed as possible.
Right. Lovely. Okay, good. And so I guess another question. So when is this?
This is Thursday night this week. So Thursday the 25th, we're at the St. John's Hall in Ostend. There is a cost associated for the two-hour presentation. It's $20 if you pre-book through us at Vital Wellbeing Family Chiropractic in Ostend. You can give us a call, 372-5858, or it's $25 at the door. We do have a limited space happening there, and we've probably got available around another 12 to 15 spaces left before the room gets full, so we'd love to hear from people if they're interested in coming along.
Lovely, great. And so I guess my next question is your Vital Wellbeing.
Yep.
So and you're bringing over speakers and organizing the fetal monitor, and so what kind of role is there for businesses to kind of do these kinds of things, or why are you motivated to sort of do some of these community oriented things? Because a lot of businesses aren't particularly.
Well, because our focus is vital well-being, it's general health as opposed to mainly tracking on pain and symptoms. We're obviously interested in the community being as healthy as possible, because actually a large number of the people that see us are exactly that. They're quite healthy and they want to stay that way. So obviously we have a vested interest in supporting the community from youngsters all the way through to the elderly, and hence we've been wanting to give greater focus now as to how we can actually support the community in being healthier.
Lovely. That's quite an oriental approach to medicine, isn't it?
Quite a different approach, yeah. It's a far more holistic understanding of how the body works as opposed to a sickness approach.
Because I remember reading somewhere, with Chinese medicine, that someone felt that you shouldn't be paying your doctor very much if you got sick, because it meant they weren't keeping you healthy enough.
Yeah, it's not a concept we're used to in the West, that you actually go and see your Chinese medicine practitioner to stay healthy, and they've failed you if you get sick. Mm-hmm. Whereas we tend to wait till there's a problem, and unfortunately, that's often too late. That we've waited and we've missed some of the signs, and sometimes the signs just aren't even there. So it is really worthwhile looking after your health and doing things that can support your overall health and well-being and keep you at your best.
Lovely. Okay, well, Randall, thank you very much. Did you want to say anything?
Yeah. What I'd love to do, Cheryl, is to anyone listening, if they want to give us a call, I'm quite keen for, obviously, to get all the seats filled. So I'd be happy to actually provide two tickets free of charge for anyone who would like to call the office today, Saturday. So we've got 372-5858, 372-5858. If there's no one there, leave a message. I'm here right now. I'm heading back to the office straight away, and I would love to be able to provide two tickets to people who call the office today.
Lovely. Great. So the first two in to call will get tickets to Getting Your Hormones Back on Track, which is Thursday evening at, what's the time again?
At 7 o'clock.
At 7 o'clock at the St. John's Hall, which is the back of where the ambulances are.
That's right, where the medical trust is.
Lovely, great. Okay, well, thanks very much. That was Randall Farrant from Vital Wellbeing. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Sharon. Really enjoyed it.
Great.